episode 2734, Just Be Yourself.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day. I hope you had a splendid holiday celebration with family and friends coming together and celebrating Independence Day. Sometimes, you know, we take a lot of it for granted and we need to celebrate it and remember it. But today is Inspiration Motivation Day. I want to motivate you to just be yourself. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Mandy Hale, a New York Times bestselling author, said this, "Just be yourself. Let people see the real, imperfect, flawed, quirky, weird, beautiful, magical person that you are. My friend, you are created to be you, no one else. So own it with a smile and appreciate your beautiful reflection." It's interesting how life can bestow on us all different emotions, happy, sad, mad, and glad. But the most important feeling is the one you hang on to when you look in the mirror. I was walking into a store yesterday afternoon prior to all the Independence Day activities, and there was this entire L-shaped wall of mirrors. I'm not talking about this little thing. I mean, it was like long on one side, long on the other. And I was like, whoa, it's those mirrors too, not the little ones, but the big ones that you put down like hallways or in a master bedroom to brighten up the space, maybe in a dining room. But honestly, as I glanced in the mirror, I was ready to go hide. I didn't like what I saw and I didn't think I looked that way. Maybe the mirrors are a little off, extra reflective, showing all the curves and the rolls. I know I'm not getting any younger, but who wants to see aging close up? Who really cares though about what the mirror says? It's all about what's in your head. Just be yourself. As I was reflecting literally after looking in the mirrors, what matters is that you're yourself. What matters is that what I see, I'm accepting of who I am to be. And with the start of a new month and coming off of a celebration of independence and freedom, give yourself the gift of acceptance. Let your dreams soar and stop worrying about what others say. You are created for more. But you might be saying, huh, you know, my laugh is a little obnoxious. Well, maybe it is. Or maybe your hair is a little too straight or it's extra curly. Maybe your dreams are too big, or are they? Maybe your book is just right. That's why you're getting pushback. Maybe you're a little too passionate. Go ahead, my friend, be louder. Maybe what matters is that you accept who you are becoming and live out your destiny with one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness. This is your journey to travel, not anybody else's. Who cares about that L-shaped mirrored wall? They're beautiful mirrors, but the reflection that is within those mirrors is even more gorgeous. Yes, my friend, that is you. When you're taking that one step, don't hang on to what you must let go of. Imperfection is for all of us. Live your life by God's designs. I love Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Those are the Lord's plans for you. He knows them. But you have to want to know and experience God's plan by accepting the process of your progress in who you are becoming. Go out. Let the world see who you are becoming. Don't be ashamed of your reflection. Change is a constant. You can always change that reflection, but you can also, more importantly, change the inspiration in your mind. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.